Welcome to the Risk and Repeat podcast, episode number 224. I'm Rob Wright, Security News Director at TechTarget, and I am here with Senior Security News Writer Alex Kalafi. Alex, welcome.
Thanks, Rob.
It's been some time since we recorded. We've been on a bit of a hiatus.
Mm-hmm.
It's good to have you back.
Thank you.
We are here today resuming our podcasting with a pretty big topic. Some pretty big news happened last week.
Mm-hmm.
Lockbit.
Yep.
The Lockbit ransomware gang was disrupted, dismantled. I guess dismantled is probably too big a term for this, given what we know what's happened this week, which we'll touch on in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
International law enforcement operation got to the Lockbit ransomware gang, the most prolific and one of the most notorious ransomware gangs in existence. The law enforcement agencies got inside the Lockbit network, took it down. And then lo and behold, this week we see signs of a rebound, a return, just mm-hmm. a few days later. So we are going to talk about both the Lockbit takedown and the Lockbit rebound, return, resurgence, however you want to describe it. And there are different ways to describe it, which I think is it'll be an interesting part of the discussion to see where we come down on that. Different views out there in the InfoSec community. But Alex,
mm-hmm.
what were your takeaways? What were your initial thoughts when you saw the news from CISA, FBI, the UK law enforcement agencies, Europol, et cetera, when the news started to trickle out last week that Lockbit had been taken down? At least temporarily.
So at first my feeling was pretty good, like I think yours was, right? Sort of the idea of, oh, the government promised there'd be more law enforcement action and they're doing it. Like, awesome. We love to see cyber criminals face justice.
Mm-hmm.
And although this was an international law enforcement operation that wasn't led by the FBI, so it's a little different than stuff that's happened in the past, but I digress. And then when it came out that Lockbit was sort of going back online, or attempting to, which we'll get to in a bit, I sort of felt like that time in like 2015 to 2018 when there was just a new Star Wars movie every year. and where it's like nothing ever really dies.
Wow.
It made me think of how like ransomware actors, when like they get taken down, they just regroup in another form. But in this case, it's just the exact same form as it was before. And so I almost went from feeling optimistic about like, oh, things are moving in the right direction, to nope, it's the same eternal push and pull, nothing changes, everything's the same.
Yep.
That was sort of my observation, and I don't know if you had a similar emotional journey.
What's the phrase, what's the quote from Fallout? War never changes.
Yeah, exactly.
Ransomware never changes.
Yes.
So when I first saw the news trickle out on, I guess it was the 20th, so it was a week ago today, there were signs that Lockbit had been disrupted the night before. So it started coming out on InfoSec Twitter. Mastodon, there were, you know, rumblings that the site had gone offline, and look, there's this big, banner on the Tor sites that says that UK's National Crime Agency, NCA, and other agencies, FBI, et cetera, had taken control of the sites. And so you started to get some idea about what may have happened. When the information started coming out the following morning that they had, just like Hive, that law enforcement agents had infiltrated the group's network, had compromised the infrastructure, taken control of the servers, gotten decryption keys, cryptocurrency, stolen data from victims that had apparently paid to have their data deleted. But, you know, lo and behold, that was not the case. I thought I was pretty thrilled. Even as I was reading through this stuff, my cynical cybersecurity heart was saying, well, don't get carried away because maybe they're, you know, it doesn't sound like they arrested anybody. And then you read a little bit further and you're like, oh, no, they did. They got a couple people overseas. They have not been identified, not clear that they were operators. Most likely they were affiliates, et cetera, et cetera. But All in all, you know, more than 1,000 decryption keys, quote, a vast amount of intelligence, end quote, on the individuals that were running Lockbit. They got the source code. So they got all this information. I thought, you know, job well done, regardless of what happens. Regardless of what happens in the future, that's pretty important. So, we joked about it the other day, but in that news meeting that we had last week, our internal news meeting, I it was quite a change for me. I'm sitting there. I'm actually positive. I've got some good news to report. I was optimistic about what this meant for the fight against ransomware. So I was pretty thrilled, and I was kind of, you know, in my head, I was kind of shocked at how positive and happy I was about this development. Cause it seemed like not only did they get a lot, you can get a lot as law enforcement operations have proven in the past against ransomware gangs, but to get that against Lockbit, which is sort of the white whale right now for the threat landscape in terms of ransomware, most prolific, you know, most victims, most money, etc. To achieve that was really big to me. Now, to your point, a few days later, you know, we barely got to the weekend before, you know, okay, here's some Lockbit sites that are popping up again. The Lockbit admin, Lockbit sup, S-U-P-P, as he or she is known, as they are known, who knows, maybe it's more than one person, puts out this long statement saying, we're back up, like the wire, like Stringer Bell, you know. So I was a little surprised at how quickly that had happened. So I admit my enthusiasm and my positivity was a little dented, I guess, when I saw that. And I'll get into why in a moment, but I wanted to ask you to sort of, when you saw that news, were you surprised or were you just like, in my heart of hearts, I was kind of expecting, you know, that they were just going to bounce back. This is what ransomware gangs do.
I guess we don't know the exact scope of their comeback is something we should also note. Like, their servers are back online. They have new .onion links, right? Which is something, right? And they had this screed to the FBI. You were telling me over Slack that you were sort of surprised that they came back in this form rather than rebranding. And I agree with you there. But it was interesting when I was writing that their comeback story yesterday, going back to your story and looking at some of the quotes, refer to Lockbit as a past tense organization, which doesn't seem to be the case.
Yep.
So it could be that they're way less powerful than before. This has compromised a lot of their influence. Many fewer potential affiliates will join on with them. Whatever, and that they're compromised. So I'm kind of split. Like, it's kind of surprising that it happened in this way, but it's not surprising that something like this happened. if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, that does make sense. For me, I was very surprised, actually, that we didn't see the Lockbit ringleader operators, however you want it, he, she, them as a group, who knows how many individuals are really running the show over there, that we saw them not take a defiant stance, because of course you're going to take a defiant stance. I mean, we've seen this with ransomware gangs in the past that have, you know, been hit with sanctions or had some of their infrastructure takedown or had somebody get arrested. Even with Hive, you know, that was sort of the first of these big law enforcement operations where agents were able to infiltrate, hack into the infrastructure and just take it for all it's worth. You would see those organizations, those ransomware as a service gangs, just sort of kind of go dark if they rebounded at all, but kind of lay low for a while, scatter to the wind, maybe rebrand as something else. And, you know, is there much of a difference between a continuation of the ransomware brand that was taken down or infiltrated and a spinoff? No, I mean, not really. You assume most of the cyber criminals and affiliates in that group kind of are in the know, but they are aware that, you know, the a new ransomware group is sort of a spinoff of an old one that got taken down by law enforcement. So I guess it doesn't matter all that much. But I was surprised that there was like no hesitation, that there was no sort of, hey, I better hide. I better lay low for a while, regroup, rebuild this stuff carefully, slowly, and then get back at it. The fact that they didn't do that and the fact that they were defiant about that, and there have been some interviews or statements, I guess, shared from Lockbits Up with other organizations, threat researchers, news outlets, where, you know, the individual or individuals says that, you know, it doesn't matter whether law enforcement knows who I am or not, they're never going to find me. And maybe that's true. I mean, maybe they are in the comfort of the borders of Russia or another country that is not on great terms with the U.S. and will have no interest in assisting U.S. authorities with obtaining that individual, or UK authorities or other countries. Who knows?
If I can just raise a question here, yeah, though, or what do you think about the decision? You know, let's assume this is the same administrators, whatever, and I'm guessing it is.
Sure.
And this isn't like some copycat. Why do you think they made the decision to come back as Lockbit? Like, do you think this is 20-year-olds who have pride in their branding? Do you think it's they don't realize the scope of how much this has compromised them from a messaging standpoint? Or has it not compromised them from a messaging standpoint, even though it feels like it could be? Like, how are you looking at that sort of thought process?
Well, like I said, it's sort of mentioned just a moment ago, I think,
yeah,
most cyber criminals, or most, like, I guess maybe not most cyber criminals, most seasoned veterans of the ransomware landscape, most of those threat actors probably have some idea of like which group is which individual or which handle or which hacker, or you know, that's this fair. Guy was a former CLOP and now he's with this group, or now he spun off a new variant and it's called this. Probably have some awareness of that, if not real good knowledge of who's who. And so I think two things probably happened. Number one, that the, like any individual ransomware operator out there, you don't want egg on your face. You want to maintain some of your reputation so that people trust you and understand that you are running a viable ransomware is a service operation that's not going to get your affiliates, identified and arrested by law enforcement. Mm-hmm. You know, that's the biggest one. I think the other thing too is Lockbit's been around for a while, and I think there's a chance that some of this has to do with, like, Lockbit is too big. Lockbit is too well known and too big, and they don't want to walk away from it, start from scratch. Could be something to that. Because it is. I mean, all we hear about from the threat analysts and the cybersecurity vendors out there is how prolific this organization has been through versions 1, 2, and now 3. So maybe that they feel like it's too big to walk away from and start over. Maybe some of the affiliates feel that way too. Who knows? I will say, Brian Krebs had an interesting story just the other day about how leading up to the bust, to the takedown, there were some, some frustrations, some rumblings, some infighting with other groups and affiliates, some criticism directed at Lockbit. So maybe that also added to the situation where they felt like they had to get back on their feet and they will try to restore their reputation because they can't take a hit like this. So I think that's part of it. I don't know. I mean, do you have thoughts of your own? Because I'm open to like I said, I was really surprised that they didn't just sort of take a step back, even if only for a few weeks before staging a comeback.
Yeah, I guess it could be a show of power too to say, look how fast we came back after every government in the Western world put this down, right? And other nations as well. But no, I don't have any additional thoughts other than every time I try to conceptualize what a ransomware organization looks like, I always feel silly after, because ransomware organizations are ran like companies some of the time, to some extent, where they have like offices and staffs, like and stuff like that, to not in the exact same way as like a company in the US, but sort of a version of that. But then you see these messages that they're posting on the dark web where it's just like, this wouldn't even read well in that person's native language, assuming it was Russian or something like that.
Yep.
And then you see lapses, which is people far younger than even me, and I'm still in my 20s. Yep. And then you have affiliates who are just from all walks of life. And you have big game hunting, which seems like pretty sophisticated. So like, I don't even know what to expect anymore, because the landscape is just so dramatic.
Yeah.
I don't know. Do you know what I'm kind of saying here? How do you even conceptualize whether to be surprised about anything that happens in ransomware?
It's tough. And I guess another thing to consider about all of this is, obviously, when the law enforcement agencies came out, like you mentioned, they're talking about Lockbit in the past tense. I mean, our U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland put out that video statement and said that they have been dismantled. Dismantled.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder if just the mere act of Lockbit operators popping up again was done as, like, not psyops or anything like that, but just sort of like a message to the public that, like, you can't stop us. A message to law enforcement, to the media, to the public in general, that this really is whack-a-mole.
Mm-hmm.
And unless you get me in cuffs, it's just going to keep happening over and over. And that can be demoralizing. That can be a real gut punch for the folks out there that have been victimized by ransomware, that are trying to defend against ransomware, the people, just people in the public in general that may be reading about this. I don't know how many people out there are really following news about LockBit takedown, but I mean, there's a fair amount of news coverage about this. This is the biggest group out there, and the combined law enforcement effort here, they got them good. They got them good. Mm-hmm. And who knows how many victims will like be saved or assisted or have their attacks alleviated because of the decryptors, the information, and the cryptocurrency that law enforcement agents obtained in this takedown. But, you know, this was big. And even if it's just sort of a purely visual, you know, for appearance comeback, I still think that that's not insignificant. Mm-hmm. You know, to have LockBits up out there saying, you know, nice try, you got me good, but I'm back. And who knows if there's going to be new LockBit attacks, how long it's going to take for new LockBit code to be developed. I assume they're not using the same code. I don't know. But you got to have questions too about, you know, did these operators have stolen data stored elsewhere? You know, were these the only assets? Was this the only like repositories of data, of stolen data that LockBit kept? Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the question about, you know, I think we should discuss this at least briefly. Because the administrator, who we assume to be LockBit SUP, said in their long statement that they felt like this takedown was launched because of the FBI's urging, because of the recent ransomware attack on Fulton County, Georgia. Fulton County's government was hit by a ransomware attack and they had data stolen. And this individual said that, you know, I guess intimated that data that was stolen from Fulton County had to do with the current criminal case against former President Donald Trump.
Right.
Who knows if it's true? Who knows if it's true? It's unclear, but, you know, it could just be bluster. It could just be a lot of hot air, but that's a pretty big criminal case right now. Against Trump and his co-defendants. And I think it's probably a stretch to think that they got valuable information, you know, about the proceedings of that criminal case. But stranger things have happened. You know, a lot of very sensitive data has been obtained by these ransomware actors over the years. So I don't know.
I mean, I believe that they think it's true. Like, I don't know, the way that message was written.
Yeah,
I think they believe they have what's it called, smoking gun information.
Yep.
and that that's why the FBI targeted them. But I don't think they actually have anything that will compromise the former president, because if any of the stuff we actually know hasn't compromised him, what are they gonna have?
Yeah, that's a fair point. That's a fair point. Yeah. I want to ask you, so sure. this stuck out to me before we wrap. Again, the law enforcement statements, law enforcement officials out there when this takedown was announced, they were pretty declarative. I mean, they you know, like you said, talking about the group in the past tense, saying that they've been dismantled. The NCS was kind of, I don't want to say trollish, although that's how some on InfoSec Twitter and Mastodon and other places sort of characterized it. But the way that they put up the banners and the way they tampered with the leak sites, and definitely kind of cutesy, maybe. Mm-hmm. And they had the whole countdown to like who is LockBits up. And it seemed like they were very pleased with themselves, and that maybe this it's possible they got a little carried away and LockBit's resurgence is trying to throw cold water on that, maybe. I don't know. Or is trying to return the favor with a little bit of trollish behavior. Because I mean, the admin said, I'm, you know, this is, the gloves are off. I'm going to attack government assets. I'm going to attack, you know, .gov sector. I'm going to go after the FBI. So again, it could all be bluster, but I don't know. What do you think?
I guess all messaging aside, I do agree with the take, which has been the FBI's line when I messaged them yesterday. And it's been, I think even some InfoSec professionals' thoughts have been that this was still a successful operation, even given Lockbit's comeback.
Yep.
This damaged their credibility. This helps a pretty good number of victims. And that is something that will impact Lockbit as an organization negatively, no matter how you look at it.
Right.
And I generally agree with that. Does it mean that maybe as far as like media blowouts concerned, that this is a smaller victory, and at least right now, as it maybe initially seemed? I think that could definitely be the case. But I would still agree with the assertion that even though the story seems a little smaller than it did when it was first announced, this is still a pretty big hit against, you know, one of the worst. I don't know. I shouldn't use superlatives, but one of the more prolific slab, which is basically worst ransomware gangs out there.
Yeah,
it was still a pretty big blow against them, even if it's not as big of one as we probably thought.
Yeah, I guess my one quibble with that would be that that statement from the FBI that you received. The first line really stuck out to me because it says the FBI and its partners anticipated Lockbit threat actors would attempt to regroup and rebuild. I believe that. Mm-hmm. But that's not kind of what the messaging was when the takedown was announced. Right. I mean, there are statements in there from multiple agencies in Europe like, hey, this is an ongoing fight against ransomware. But I'd have to go back and read everything, but I don't remember there being any sort of explicit message or statement in that information from official channels that was like, they're going to attempt to regroup and rebuild and we're going to be there and so on and so forth. So, but that aside, I think you're right. I mean, I think this is important and, you know, I may change my opinion on that if they like start launching new attacks with revamped Lockbit 4.0 code mm-hmm. next week or this week for what we know. But I think you're right. They're showing that they can get inside these ransomware networks and that's important. And I hope they do more of it.
After all this has played out, I still think more highly of CISA and the broader global law enforcement's efforts against cybercrime than I did when I started working on cybersecurity news a few years ago.
Yeah, the operations like this were kind of rare.
It's still
and
positive.
Yeah, but it's a net positive. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Well, I'm sure there's going to be more to come on Lockbit.
Mm-hmm.
And we will be covering that as it goes along.
Yep.
But Alex, wanted to thank you for spending some time to chat with me about the Lockbit takedown and rebound. I really appreciate it.
Anytime.
And thank you to the readers and listeners of Tech Target Editorial and the Risk and Repeat podcast. I'm Rob Wright, and we will see you next time.